lunch here at the British Museum staff canteen has always been a pretty international affair. It's not just the scholars and the curators who come from all around the world. It's also, of course, the food. As today is one of my healthy days, I'm at the salad bar, looking in among the greens at a fairly standard run of potato salad, rice, sweet corn and kidney beans. What I find interesting about these vegetables is not just that they come originally from all over the world, but that none of them would exist in the form they do today if the plants they come from hadn't been carefully chosen, cherished and modified in a long process that began about 10,000 years ago with some intrepid and ingenious Ice Age cooks.
Everyone did these things. And the families existed as families because you did it not for yourself, but for the family.
We need some new evolutionary tricks in order to spread out into increasingly hostile environments.
Bird-shaped pestle, made of stone. 4,000 to 8,000 years old, discovered in Papua New Guinea.
In previous programs, we've looked at how our ancestors moved around the world. In this week's programs, I'm going to be focusing on what happened when they settled down. This is a week full of ancient animals, powerful gods, dangerous weather, good sex, and even better food. Around 11,000 years ago, the world underwent a violent and rapid period of climate change, leading to the end of the last ice age.